When much of life came to a halt because of the coronavirus pandemic, artists of all types faced some of the biggest consequences. Theaters shuttered, also music venues, festivals, galleries, and museums. And while some artists are masters at working and producing art in solitude, others rely on collaboration. For this week's Pandemic Reflections, WUWM's Mayan Silver talked to Katie Avila Lockmiller, an artist who runs several collectives around the Milwaukee area. She reflected on how to move forward artistically in a pandemic.
Katie Avila Lockmiller has her master's in fine art in art and social practice. She organizes artists into collectives or business networks and plans exhibits, pop-ups, community events, and other public art.
You know, it really ranges. Like, I have a performance background, so I perform and I write and I dabble in film a bit, but I really think I'm a storyteller.
Avila Lockmiller says the pandemic shutdown was hard, especially because so much of her work is community-based.
And there was so much unknown, and so many projects were getting canceled. And for me, there was a lot of things on the horizon that I was excited about and creatively, and like, I just, you know, email after email being like, okay, we're not sure what's going to happen, this or this is not going to happen. We'll email you later when it can. And those emails never came.
But she says she was in a position of privilege financially in those early days of the pandemic, teaching classes at UWM.
And so that really made me be particular about what I said yes and no to, even on virtual stuff, because, you know, after that, you know, 2 or 3 month period of doing nothing, there was this pickup of, okay, everyone's going to have a virtual conference or a virtual event or a virtual thing. And I just was like, you know what? I don't need to say yes to all these things.
Avila Lockmiller says because of the constant hustling before the pandemic, she had been overcommitted and was working at an unsustainable pace. Now, she's trying to be mindful of that.
And I have bouts of being successful and unsuccessful at that still, but just being more conscious of how to prevent burnout is so much more present in my mind. And that definitely was like a silver lining and a gift that I got in this awful pandemic. That was a good thing that came out of it.
Avila Lockmiller has had one consistent creative outlet: a show with two of her friends on River West Radio called We Heard We're Funny that went from running twice a month to every week. Here they are at the beginning of one show doing an impromptu harmony of the show's name.
We heard we're funny.
I thought we were just going to keep going for the entire hour.
I could have done that forever.
I know. Mikal never cracks.
It felt good.
Here's Avila Lockmiller.
And it's just us trying to be funny, there was definitely, especially last summer, there was a good 8 weeks where it was not funny and it was just us processing and everything that was going on. I think that was just something that I realized that I really needed, and it really helped me get through. And sometimes that, like, I was like, well, I haven't done anything creative, but at least I have my radio show on Wednesday.
Avila Lockmiller does have wisdom to impart to other creatives.
I think being patient with yourself, everyone handled this differently, and I think all of it is valuable. And if you get to write that awesome chat book that you've been meaning to write, or you get to like knock out that series of paintings you were gonna do, cool, but let it be because you wanna do it and not because you feel like being productive.
She says she's learned that more authentic work comes from a well-rested person who doesn't feel like they're trying to meet metrics and goals. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.